the number Anthropic's economists left as a word. What their model of AI and the US economy actually says about your wages, and the one parameter that decides it, abstract. The Anthropic Institute has published a model of how AI might reshape the US economy by 2030. The figures that will travel are a labor share falling from 60 to 45% and knowledge worker unemployment reaching 17.9%. I rebuilt the model independently from the printed equations, and this is what I think a reader of those headlines should know. First, the model does not say wages fall. In every scenario, including the most extreme, the average wage rises. Second, that conclusion rests on a single parameter with a threshold below which it reverses. And the paper says the wage falls if capital supply is sufficiently small, without saying how small. It is 2.08 against their assumption of 3.0. Third, the GDP figures may not be measuring the thing people will argue about, because work that leaves the market disappears from the accounts while making people better off. Past roughly half of AIUs going off market, measured GDP falls below its no AI path while welfare rises. What the paper actually says. The alarming numbers are real, and they are about distribution rather than about everyone getting poorer. Here is the model's own answer from its results table. Modest, substantial, extreme. Average wage, plus 0.7%, plus 2.1%, plus 9.7%. Knowledge workers, plus 0.4%, minus 0.3%, minus 11.5%. Everyone else, plus 1.1%, plus 5.9%, plus 33.6%. Unemployment, 3.9%, 4.6%, 11.9%. Labor share of income, 59.4%, 56.1%, 45.2%. The no AI baseline is 3.8% unemployment and a 60% labor share. If you read AI transforms the economy and heard, we all get poorer, this model says the opposite. Average wages rise in every scenario. What happens instead is a transfer away from people who do cognitive work for a living towards everyone else, whose wages rise by a third in the extreme case because the economy around them became far more productive while their own work did not get automated. The second transfer is from labor to capital. The labor share falling from 60 to 45% is the most dramatic number in the paper, and the authors note that the 4-point fall in their middle scenario is only slightly less than the entire decline in the US labor share over the four decades after 1980. Compressed into 4 years. So the honest summary is this. On this model, AI makes the country richer, makes most workers better off, makes knowledge workers worse off, and moves a large slice of national income from wages to capital. The number that decides it. Now the part I think is missing, and the reason I bothered. That average wages rise is less robust than it looks. It depends on how easily the economy can add capital, which, in the model, is one number. The intuition needs no mathematics. AI makes tasks cheaper, and somebody captures the saving. If capital is easy to add, its price does not rise much, and the saving flows to wages. If capital is scarce, its price rises, and the saving is absorbed by whoever owns it. Push that far enough, and workers end up worse off than with no AI at all. They have lost the tasks and must now work alongside capital that is expensive. The paper defines the threshold where this flips, states that at their assumed value, the wage rises everywhere, and says it falls if the elasticity is sufficiently small. It does not say how small. It is a short computation away. Scenario, wage falls below. Their assumption. Modest, 0.93. 3.0. Substantial, 1.74, 3.0. Extreme, 2.08, 3.0. A margin of about 0.9 in the scenario everyone will quote. Whether that is comfortable depends on how firmly 3.0 is pinned, and here the paper's own reasoning is informative. The value comes from a study whose long-run estimate implies roughly 6. The authors halve it, explaining that the original describes an economy taking decades to reach its resting point, while theirs runs only to 2030. That is the right direction of judgment. It also moves the parameter two-thirds of the way from the literature value to the threshold. Halving again, on the same reasoning applied to a shorter horizon, would cross it. There is a second reason not to relax. This one number stands in for the supply of compute, and over 5 years compute does not behave like capital in general. Fabrication capacity, grid connections, and power availability bind hard for 2 or 3 years and then stop binding. That is a supply curve which is steep and then flat, and a constant elasticity is the one shape that cannot represent a bottleneck which resolves. The paper leans its choice upward precisely because compute is financed in a world market and built in a year or two, which is an argument about the far end of that curve applied to all of it. I am not claiming the wage falls. At their assumption, it rises, exactly as they say. I am claiming that sufficiently small is doing work that a number would do better, and that the number is 2.08. Why the GDP figure may not mean what you think. The second thing worth knowing is a measurement problem, and it starts from the paper's own caveats. We do not assign a value to AI's use in household production, which lies largely outside GDP. Take that seriously, and it has a sharp consequence. In the model, AI can do a few things to a task. Capital can take it over. A worker can do it faster. New tasks can appear. Each of those leaves the work inside the market, where somebody pays somebody, so each is counted. There is a possibility the model has no room for. The work can leave the market altogether. You stop paying an accountant and do your return with AI. You stop paying for tutoring. A small firm stops buying a paralegal's hours. The work still happens, the household is better off, and the transaction vanishes, taking with it the expenditure GDP is built from. A code example follows in the written version. Every route the model has ends in the green box. The one it does not model ends in the red one, and it moves GDP the opposite way to everything else in the paper. How much would it take to matter? Running that margin through the model, measured GDP falls below its no AI path once more than about 54% of AI use in the middle scenario has left the market. That is a lot, and I am not predicting it. But the nearest thing anyone has measured is open source software, where one study puts the value to users at roughly 2,000 times the cost of supplying it, with essentially none of the gap appearing in national accounts. Free digital goods behave the same way. The honest position is that nobody is measuring this for AI, and we now know roughly what it would have to reach before the headline statistic starts pointing the wrong way. There is a sting in the tail. The same effect raises the measured labor share by up to 8 points, because work that leaves the market is disproportionately the work machines would otherwise have done. A world with heavy off-market AI use would print a labor share of 52.6% where the model says 44.6, and would look, statistically, like a world where workers held their ground. They would not have. The number would be flattering for the wrong reason. What I checked and what survived. That is the substance. Here is the basis for it, briefly, because none of the above should be taken on trust. I rebuilt the model from the printed equations, with no access to the author's code, which they do not publish. The reproduction matches their published results to within 0.35 percentage points on output and 0.6 points on unemployment. Parts of it are formalized in Lean 4, a proof assistant, so a machine has checked the reasoning rather than me. That the model has exactly one solution, that the quantity being solved for behaves as claimed, and that the measurement argument above is arithmetically sound. One figure is computed with certified error bounds, carrying a proof of its own accuracy rather than my assurance. A code example follows in the written version. I also went looking for a weakness and failed to find the one I expected. The model turns on how readily different kinds of work substitute for each other, a parameter borrowed from a study of broad occupation groups and applied to something much finer. I thought that was the soft spot, and that the authors should have tested it. They did not, and it turns out not to matter. Across the whole plausible range, the labor share result moves by under a point. Two effects inside the equation cancel almost exactly, which is visible in the exact algebra and invisible in the simplified version printed for intuition. I had reasoned from the simplified version. That is worth stating plainly, because it cuts against everything else here. The part of the paper most likely to frighten people is the part that held up best under attack. I made two further mistakes of the same shape, comparing a readable approximation. The paper prints against an exact figure it reports, and treating the difference as a finding. Neither survived the exact equations. The pattern is worth naming for anyone doing this sort of work. Papers contain both exact results and readable approximations of them, and it is easy to pick up the readable one, because it is the one you understood. What I would want to know next, the quantity nobody is measuring is how much AIUs leaves the market. It decides whether the GDP figures in this debate mean what people think they mean, and it is measurable in principle. Time use surveys already ask how people spend their hours, and willingness to pay studies already exist for free digital goods. Someone should point them at this. The other is compute supply, treated here as one constant when it is the parameter the wage result turns on. Separate it out, give it a shape that can bend, and do wages rise would have a far better grounded answer than a single elasticity halved by judgment. Neither is a criticism of a careful paper whose caveats are unusually candid about exactly these limits. It is a note about which of its numbers will be quoted and which of its assumptions those quotes will be resting on. The formalization, the solvers, and the calibration with per-parameter sources are in a private repository. Happy to share with anyone who wants to check the arithmetic. Figures other than the certified one are ordinary floating point, reproduced independently rather than proved.